we were just talking about how Deligny had had mapped out the path of the autistic children to, and he believed that his conclusion was that they were following different like magnetic resonances or
underground water systems,
aqueducts, right? And yeah. I was just saying that Professor at Berkeley, he works in cognitive science and he had a similar theory.
Is that Katie?
Or he had a similar theory where he went to the Himalayas and he thought that he found there's this graphic image that looks like a ball rolling forward, but as you look at it, it's like an optical illusion. As you look at it, it appears to start rolling backwards. And so for most people, when you look at it, it takes you like maybe 3-10 seconds to see it start rolling the other way it started. And he went to the Himalayas and found that Buddhist monks there would look at it for like 4 hours before it would switch directions. And so he found there was like an actually physical difference in their brains, or something like different about their brains and like what they're physically able to do, like by power of thinking, essentially. And his theory was that it had to do with the great like gravitational differences between the high mountains and the low valleys and the Tibetan plateau.
Mm-hmm.
So I was saying that gravity theory, I've heard it in different forms. I think.
I also have like people who live under power lines get cancer and have all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
Your minds.
Katie, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm really sorry I'm late. I'm Katie, and I'm very happy to be here. I'm sorry, the rain.
You can take the middle seat.
Am I going to totally dirty your floor?
No, it's there.
Okay. But I come with duck and things. Okay.
I
have
ducks on eggs.
No, I'm sorry. This is so awkward for me to be in the middle. All right. There's some duck and some pancakes. And then I also have other like vegetables per request. But you guys all might be full, so, and I don't blame you. I'm sorry. I don't know
you.
Colin, nice to meet you.
Sean.
Bea, nice to meet you.
Chris,
nice to meet you.
Sorry, did you
want to
open the sake?
You said it like you were expecting.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Instead of talking
about
smart
thing
to
bring out.
But have at it.
Rolling.
I thought it was rolling, yeah.
No.
Nice.
Yeah, all right. That's all I've got. Do you want something to drink here? No?
Well, thank you. I brought my own
Diet
Coke, so.
Sorry.
Do you guys want duck or anything? Duck, pancakes? Here's the. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take some of this down.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, Julie, do you want to send out the? I like your haircut.
Oh, thank you. Oh, to you, right? And then I sent it out again.
Well, no, I think I texted Angie maybe 2 seconds right before that, being like, "Rain, what are we gonna do?" panic.
Someone else texted me about that too.
Does anyone else want rice before I go? And
go for it. You know, I'll have a little bit.
Okay, great.
Good.
Thank you. Help me.
Is that half?
Yeah.
This much is good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take a minute as well. Yeah. Anyway. Thanks. Good to do what we...